Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office Overtime.
Today we thought we'd talk about not feeling worthy to have a seat at the table. And this is usually a senior leadership table. This is a table that you feel is a little bit above your pay grade, or maybe you just don't, maybe you've been asked to be there, but you don't really feel you belong there, or maybe you do belong there and you just don't feel you belong there. So it's feeling worthy enough to have a seat at the table.
Right.
And I once read this great line, if you don't have a seat at the table, you may be on the menu. Which I think is a great way to look at it. So you don't want to be on the menu.
Right.
You want to have a seat at that table and feel you belong there.
Oh, that's too funny. So are we talking about how to feel as if you are worthy, or what happens if you're offered a seat at the table and you don't feel worthy?
Right.
Both?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So some of the thoughts that I had about this, I think that if you are someone who doesn't feel worthy and has now been offered a seat at the table, that it is not uncommon to then become very afraid, but more interestingly, very anxious and often comparative. So usually if you don't have a strong sense of self-esteem or worthiness, you're going to assume that people at the table are more, have more,
sure,
and are better than you are.
That's right.
Right? So you'll be comparing their experience to yours, their education to yours, their attire to yours.
Their comfort level.
Their comfort level, exactly. And I think one of the ways you can tell that it's about you and not about them is if you're busy actually critiquing them because you're, you know, feeling anxious about being with them, then it's really about calming your own judgment of yourself down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, one of the things I think you can do is maybe meet with the individuals of that table, the other people, individually over a course of a period of time, just to get to know them one-on-one. So it's not like this group fear, you know, because as you bond with each one separately, it becomes, I think, a little bit easier.
Yeah.
And you have to know what expertise you're bringing. I doubt you were asked to be
at a table
if you didn't have some level of expertise. So you want to think about that. What makes me different and what is it that I can bring? And sometimes you have to plan what you're going to bring, because if you're not good on your feet, you're more of an observer, then you want to think about it. Think about it ahead of time.
Right. And if you don't know what you're bringing, you can ask other people. I mean, I'm a big one on taking a survey, especially if you've gotten some award, if you've gotten some particular promotion, and you really are confused as to why they would want to, ask the people who have seen your work product and know about you as a person, and let them give you terms, descriptors that will help you clarify why you belong there.
Yeah, I also think it's very important when you're new at one of these tables to really acknowledge others, like, you know, be proud for others, you know, focus on their success, because that makes you more warm rather than in fear or in judgment.
Right.
But you know, it just makes you more, I think, relatable. And also, even if you don't know what to bring, you can be a conversation energizer. You can say that this is a really interesting conversation. I'm really learning a lot. Can you tell me about this? You know, so just, you just want to participate and be involved.
Yeah.
And then it'll come clear what your contribution is, and that might be your contribution.
Right. And it's probably fine to be a good listener as well in the early stages if you're just joining the table. I was just thinking that usually people go one way or another. They may, you know, it's like fight or flee. If you are, if not feeling worthy makes you silent, then your challenge would be to say a little something at the table. If not feeling worthy makes you way too talkative, and I have a few people in my life mm-hmm. who in anxious moments talk too much, mm-hmm. then you may want to make a conscious attempt to zip your lip mm-hmm. and just say a few poignant things in the course of the conversation.
Yeah, I also want to say that I think FaceTime is very limited. So if you have the luxury of actually having a seat at the table, then you really want to use it wisely and make sure that you do prepare and bring things to the meeting that, you know, will be useful. To me, prep is really important, no matter whether you're shy or not.
Yeah.
You know, really reading the materials beforehand if they're sent to you, or just preparing what is new and hot and what you should be bringing to the meeting. Don't just go in and fake it.
Yeah. And Kathy, you've taught me so well about also studying the other members of the table, right?
Yes.
So that's part of the preparation as well, is to find out about each of those individuals, what their experience is, perhaps what their expertise is, maybe a little history of what they deem to be important, you know, mm-hmm. what motivates them. And so you come in with a better understanding of who you're dealing with as well.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I really like, if you can, over time, spending a little one-on-one time with each person so that you can bond. Mm-hmm. And coming to the meeting will be easier.
All right. So if we're not feeling worthy to have a seat at the table, then there's the external preparation that you do, and the ways in which you come prepared to really engage in one way or another. And then there's the internal prep.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just wondering, I was going to ask either Logan or Kathy if there are ways that you prepare when you might feel a little intimidated yourself. What do you say to yourself if you're intimidated about interacting with a certain group or a certain caliber of professional?
I just prepare. I just read everything I can about them and the topic of whatever we're talking about mm-hmm. and feel that at least I have a grasp of subject matter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you do?
I do that as well, and I'll also do something that's a physical release. So I'll either work out the day before or uh-huh. I'll work out that morning, uh-huh. and that'll get rid of whatever kind of angsty energy that I had going on, and I usually feel much relaxed after a workout. Also meditation as well.
Mm. That's interesting. Yeah, I often will meditate, and I have this thing where I will ask to be of service, because if I go into a situation looking to be of service or to be of assistance in some way, it's much better than if I go waiting to be judged.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It gets better results for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Great. So we hope that you are feeling worthy to have a seat at the table, but if not, perhaps some of these ideas have been helpful, and join us next time on another My Crazy Office Overtime.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.